It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blihosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is good to see the American people speaking up about national elected leaders who find new ways to tax us, place Americans in more debt, limit our liberty, but do not present proposals on ways to work with private sector businesses to expand jobs in America. For years, we heard the blame game between national political parties, but now it's clear that our national woes are a direct result of America's political parties not working for the well-being of America's economy and the American people. Just as Americans are overtaxed, it was taxes and regulations enacted by national elected leaders that caused businesses to move industries overseas to cut down on the cost of doing business in America. As a result, tens of millions of jobs have been lost and the prolonged recession continues. Instead of enacting positive legislation to restore jobs, our national leaders continue to watch the decline of America's industries, infrastructure, industrial arts programs, the trades and job skills, but still they have not presented incentives for private sector businesses to expand industries and jobs in the USA. I wish there was a way to make the positive changes we need happen overnight, but I see that rebuilding is not as easy as knocking down. So look at labels and support the businesses that are operating here in the USA. And I encourage you to contact your national and state elected officials to voice your concerns. For contact details, check out the elected officials link on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. This is Michael Blihosh. Tune in to American Workers Radio every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on 860 a.m., broadcasting in Philadelphia and the tri-state area, and you can listen live or to our rebroadcasts anytime from the links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.